Now, for a bite intact ligands, the examples then, we have got ethylene diamine, so that's the one that you rote learn straight up. The one that we're going to use in the prac is this one over here, dimethylglyoxine. So you're going to make this nickel dimethylglyoxine in the prac. Alternative would be oxalate. The oxalate anion then, which is OX2- is the charge on it, comes from oxalic acid. It's the conjugate base of oxalic acid, and you can see how oxalic acid works. There's a carboxylic acid here, there's a carboxylic acid here. So this is the simplest dicarboxylic acid. The little plant in the background, that's oxalis. Oxalis is chock-a-block full of oxalic acid. Now, if you've bitten into a leaf of oxalis, then you won't do it again in a great hurry. So it's not a very nice tasting thing, this particular dicarboxylic acid in high concentration. Low concentration, it's okay. Rhubarb, that contains oxalic acid, but just the right sort of amount of oxalic acid. Other ones, there are ones with aromatic systems. So before we had pyridine. This one now is called Bipi, which is bipyridyl. We've got a larger one, Phen, which is a shorthand for phenanthroline. Now, I will occasionally give you one of these more complex ones, but if I do, I'll actually tell you what the name of the ligand is. Okay, so the more complex ones, I'm not expecting that you remember the name. ACAC we've seen before. Where do we see ACAC? Very first time I introduced the concept of a complex, it was actually an ACAC complex of sodium. It's way back in the